Martin, another 2 points and suppose safely through to the quarter final. I suppose a mission accomplished.
I suppose at the start that was the aim. We wanted to get to the quarter finals this year. We didn't get through out of the group last year. We had a tough group against Unions and Gidor and away to Ardra actually, but we didn't get out, and this is what we wanted this year, was to get out of the into the last four actually. So we've done that now, so we're happy.
Yeah, two wins coming into today's game against Glenswilly here in the opening evening and against Milford last time out. Got off to a great start here again today. Goal inside a minute.
We got through. Colin Shan got through there. In fairness, now he's got good pace, like great start. So it probably it was a good start for us, but we probably didn't start playing then after it for about 15 minutes after it. So it was kind of had a bad effect on us in some ways. But look, we got the 2 points today, and that's all we wanted. And it wasn't pretty there at times, like, but we still won, like. So that's the main one.
You were ahead at one stage by I think 3 or 4 points the first half, but they came back at you. And I know there was a breeze there; it probably was a factor. But it was all square at half time. What was that feeling like?
Well, there's always a breeze down here, I suppose. So we were kind of happy enough. We had it in the second half. We're well used to it, like. But we're happy to be in at half time level when they had the breeze. So we were positive enough going out, and we knew if we kept getting the ball to like Colm Antony and that, they would get the points on the board, like. But fair start, rather always the same. No matter when you play them, they're always pluggy. Like, they're never give up. They never say die adage. So it was very hard to get them put away. And then I suppose maybe the difference, maybe when Paddy McGrath went off there in the middle, he was the real driving force for them. So
they lost Connor class into a black card.
Lost Connor class into a black card, and I suppose we lost Antoine McFadden, then kind of give him back in the favour, like. So look, we're just delighted to get the 2 points, like. But we know we have a lot to improve if we want to get even near the top four, like.
Yeah, well, you're probably in the top four now. I think 6 points probably we'll see you through. But without Michael Langan today and Christy Toy.
We're actually probably missing about 7 or 8 players, like, you know, that we need to get back. We've Michael McGinley to come back and Daniel McLaughlin. And look, we probably wouldn't have the same squad as the rest, but it's just good that them boys are getting matches out there, and we're actually showing that we can still compete without the likes of them big names, like. But it'd be great. I don't know if they will be back this year or not, but hopefully, like, we'll get the other ones back.
What's the story with Michael Langan? Obviously, the whole county wants to know about him.
Michael hurt his ankle the first day here, so it's just a waiting game now. Like, he's back, he's walking with no harm now, so he mightn't be too long, like. But we don't know. Like, maybe next weekend might be too soon for him. But you'd be hoping then there'd be a break then if he did get to the quarter final.
It's scary there at the end when they're acting. Come back to two.
Yeah, it did, and we probably panicked a wee bit. We were down a man, and when they got back to two, they were putting all the pressure on. We probably lost a bit of our discipline, like. But look, we were just happy then to get over the line. We heard then he said there's only 50 seconds left, so we just knew we had to play down the clock, and look, that's what we did. But we were just delighted to get over the thing, and we won our two home games. That's the main one. Got the points on the way to Milford, but now we'll see now the draw tonight. And look, ideally it would be great to get if we were getting another one next weekend, then you'd have a home draw hopefully in the quarter final, and that's a massive game to get anyone down here. Like, you know, because if you were going away to Kilkeare, St Dunans, or the big Gidor, Kilkeare, you would be very much up against it, but you would be much happier if you had them down here.